James Driscoll posted on the Facebook group PawsPlanet. Valentine's Day, February 14, 2019, 5:14 p.m. https://www.facebook.com/groups/pawsplanet/permalink/10155845300767056. I may not be the best social media presenter in the world. I don't get many likes for my efforts online. That still does not stop me from posting the truth. When I say there is a conspiracy involved in the Ryan White Care Act social services industry of nonprofit agencies, it is true. It is amazing that once you say conspiracy, everyone scampers away from that and to bury their head in the sand that they don't want to hear the truth. Many persons who post conspiracies as they see them is fake news. This one is not. My effort here in the United States rationalizes why that Las Vegas Regional Service Area recently issued a statement that the 90-90-90th goals issued in 2014 for the world, which was 2020, will be reached 10 years late in 2030. https://www.paws.com/article/southern-nevada-ames-909090-hiv-treatment-targets-2030/comments. I did not create that statement of fact, but the underlying reasons why this statement exists is because there is a conspiracy involved in social services all of the way up to the top of the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, and CDC, with Dr. Jonathan Merman, at Merman CDC on Twitter, who on that social media platform blocked me, even though the ACLU has an internet meme graphic saying they can't block opinion and is a violation of my civil rights. What I say here is true. There is a conspiracy involved in social services of the CDC HIV prevention team down to the agency interface that is a deep dark-seated secret that no one will step forward and discuss the issues with me. I have had social service agencies suspend my services unjustly. I have had 2 eviction cases leading to homelessness that was also unjust. Prior to these evictions, I had hate, harassment, and retaliatory efforts targeting me and attempting to get me to a mental state to perhaps lock me away as crazy by their so-called expert opinions of my mental illness condition. I am still here writing the truth. I have email after email after email attempts to get an answer to what is going on. No one is talking. The silence here is deafening to the fact that silence equals death. In more recent efforts, I have YouTube video presentations placed to the record, low view count, but still reflecting the truth. Look up HIV.gov on YouTube and look for a Buddha meditation thumbnail preview to start there. They are recorded without my voice since I do not want to have my voice or face across news media. Maybe we all know these facts but are afraid to, like, or, share, in public space something like my efforts, afraid that you too will be the target that I have described. In that is the case, I want you to listen to an audio program in spoken voice text narrative 38 minutes. It is titled, A Forevermore Dunce. http://mem.growup.net/%23/aforevermoredunce/a-forevermoredunce-by-james-martin-driscoll-feb2019.org. When you listen, I mean listen to it to the full and complete end, there is a model of reporting that can be distributed in the old style way privately person to person. I promise that I will strip your IDs off of any reports I receive, add it to the queue of every agency that needs to be reported in this way. They don't have our best community interest at heart, or they are attempting to hustle and tussle and put effort into it finally now 30 years later into the epidemic. This for various data tracking, including the statement made in Nevada being late on the draw. Because they know they are exposed. A lag time of delay 10 years here is an unacceptable consequence of a conspiracy that has not been confirmed to be terminated. It must be publicly acknowledged that they are following a full and complete 180-degree change in focus and intention, and apologize for the delay to not bring an interface to global performance perspectives. They also realize there is a hate base upon our world that they are going to include into the effort to be able to interface to our population and stop these people to hate, harass, or retaliate onto clients of social services. If that be a public reprimanding consequence, that if the source is the direct leadership of the agency themselves, which I can prove at least in one full personally experienced case at the Colorado Health Network, Denver, by confirming accounts of negative outlook and assessments of cultural conditions under the roof of these agencies on Glassdoor. One standing alone, they will not budge an inch. By public revolt is in order to get them to take our HIV-infected lives seriously. It is us that are vulnerable to this conspiracy. Please do not allow this post to just go by your feed. Copy the text or link if you don't feel comfortable sharing publicly. Take that share into private email and tell your friends someone out here needs help. I do very much need help. Thank you kindly for assisting me. Hashtag conspiracy exposed or manatsasif to my best ability, tagged on here Facebook, on Twitter, and on LinkedIn. Newsfeed. Southern Nevada aims for 90-90-90 HIV treatment targets before 2030. Efforts to reduce transmissions include needle exchange vending machines, testing and prep. January 7, 2019 by Trenton Straub. Share. Two comments. Print. Health officials in Southern Nevada are taking up a global challenge to reach a trio of HIV treatment goals referred to as the 90-90-90 targets, reports the Nevada Independent. http://thenevadaindependent.com/article/initiative-takes-q-from-u-n-goal-reduce-new-hiv-cases-by-2030/. Established by the Joint United Nations Program on HIV, AIDS, UNAIDS, the 90-90-90 campaign aims for these targets. 90% of all people living with HIV will know their HIV status. 90% of all people diagnosed with HIV will receive treatment. 90% of all people on treatment will maintain an undetectable viral load. In 2014, UNAIDS challenged nations to reach these targets by 2020. Achieving these targets would result in a 73% overall viral suppression rate. Last September, as PAWS reported, Western Europe was on track to reach the targets, as is much of Sub-Saharan Africa. Links. https://www.pos.com/article/western-europe-nears-90-90-90-targets-rest-continent-lags. https://www.pos.com/article/much-sub-saharan-africa-path-hid-unaids-90-90-90-targets. The Southern Nevada Health District, SNHD, has set a different timeline. Let's put out a challenge to help us raise some money to really enhance this effort, and let's try to do this well before 2030, SNHD Director Joe Iser said at a press conference last month, according to the Nevada Independent. Iser added that the local effort requires funding. We lack human resources and funds, he said. We have a lot of wealthy industry representatives here, whether it's restaurants with fancy chefs, casino and hospitality industry. New HIV diagnoses in Clark County remained about the same from 2013 to 2016, while nationally they have decreased overall. The county makes up 73% of all Nevada residents but about 90% of the state's HIV diagnoses, according to Health Department data cited in the article. Most HIV cases, 64%, there are a result of sex between men who have sex with men, MSM. The next most common form of transmission of the virus is heterosexual sex, 6%. About 85% of Nevadans know their status, but studies confirm that even 70% of new infections come precisely from that 15% that do not know their status, said Jerry Cade, MD, Director of HIV Services at University Medical Center. If people knew whether they are carriers or not, they would do everything possible to not transmit the virus. To help the state reach the 90-90-90 targets, SNHD has introduced a needle and syringe exchange program, including a vending machine at one location, and efforts are being undertaken to keep people living with HIV on medication and to help those at risk of getting HIV access pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP. For related background, read the PAWS article, Las Vegas installs nation's first syringe vending machines. https://www.pos.com/article/las-vegas-installs-nations-first-syringe-vending-machines. You can read more about 90-90-90 on the UNAIDS website here. http://www.unaids.org/n/resources/90-90-90. Number 90-90-90. Hashtag gay. Hashtag injection drug use. #MSM. Hashtag Nevada. Hashtag prevention. Hashtag syringe. Hashtag syringe exchange. Two comments. Vegas Noguam. Being from Vegas, this is great news. Finally good news FOM a historically ambivalent state. January 11, 2019 Guam. Bob Leahy. A local target to achieve 90-90-90 by 2030 instead of 2020 that the rest of the world is aiming for and in some cases has achieved already is lame with a capital L. January 10, 2019 Ontario, Canada.